Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. We have got great stuff to talk about now because sometimes it feels like you can only take part in a sport if your goal is to be the best. But that is not always the case. This week, Meath Local Sport Partnership, excuse me, and Basketball Ireland have launched Social Basketball for Women. This initiative takes the focus away from being the best and puts it back onto participation, fun and fitness. Joining me now is Lisa O'Dowd from Meath Local Sport Partnership and Louise O'Loughlin, who is Basketball Ireland's Women in Sport lead. So, firstly to you, Lisa, tell me about the Social Basketball program. It launched Thursday night. How did that go?
Yes. Hi, Louise. Yes, it was really brilliant, I have to say. Again, just as you say there, the Social Basketball for Women, it really is a collaboration between Meath LSP and Basketball Ireland. Again, it's a new initiative for women with the main focus on participation, fun and fitness, as you said there. So it really is all about being active and keeping active in a supportive environment. Again, no previous experience is necessary, and it's suitable for adult women of all ages, really, from 18 years of age upwards, regardless of their fitness level. So again, we had our first session on Thursday in Skullcollum Killinscreen, which was brilliant. So it was the first night of 6 weeks. And we had a great turnout. Obviously, we're limited now with numbers. We can only take up to 14 because we have the coach there as well, making 15 in total. Mm-hmm. So, packed out, I have to say. We had a couple of maybe absentees on Thursday evening, but I have to say a great crew turned up. And, it was brilliant. I suppose mainly women in their 20s, 30s and 40s. Most of them wouldn't have played basketball since their school days, and some mightn't have played basketball at all. None of them kind of really knew each other at all, but they were all from the locality, and they were delighted, really, I suppose, with the year that was in it, with COVID and everything, to be able to come out as part of a social group and meet up. And I suppose one of the things that I got from them initially was that they were attracted to the programme because of the word social, because it kind of had this emphasis that it was purely on fun and fitness, and it didn't have those connotations of, you know, competition or, you know, being elite or being the best of the best. So again, like that, it was very, very much inclusive. So it was a fantastic night, I have to say. Andy McGeever, who is the new basketball development officer in Meath, he led the coaching session and again set a very relaxed atmosphere from the start. So it was really, really good.
Yeah, Louise, let me ask you, because, you know, obviously there's nothing wrong with competition and there's nothing wrong with women being competitive, and lots of women want to do that. But some women presumably might be put off by that. Is that fair to say?
Sorry, are you asking me that?
Yeah, I was asking Louise. Sorry, Louise. Sorry. Work away there.
That's all right. Obviously, like, competition, you know, is good and that, but not everyone wants to be competitive. And I think it's important, you know, that we recognise that and kind of have some non-competitive pathways for people to still become, to be involved and to participate in our sport. People, and I think this across all ages, we can all probably, we can all kind of resonate with, like, we take part in sport and physical activity for fun and to socialise, and, you know, that's true for all ages. And as well, like, a sense of achievement, that's what, you know, some people look for a sense of achievement, and that doesn't necessarily go out and winning a cup or competing at the highest level. A sense of achievement could be getting out, meeting some friends, having a run around for an hour, so it's important that we also have some non-competitive pathways, and when we remove competition, we can kind of naturally remove some of the barriers to participation as well. So in terms of, say, teenagers and maybe some older ladies as well, not everyone wants to wear a singlet, which would be, you know, the traditional basketball kit. So the social element, you know, they're not required to wear, you know, the uniform, and, you know, they can wear what they want, really, and be comfortable, in what they show up to participate in. So I think that's important.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there. I think that's so interesting because you're so right. I'd never thought about that. That, like, obviously, you know, and very unfortunately, lots of people live with some severe self-consciousness in terms of their body and various parts of their body. And I know that a lot of women, you know, and as I say, I wish it wasn't the case, but that a lot of women really struggle with their arms and things. They don't like to have their upper arms out. So I get exactly what you're saying. So they might not feel comfortable wearing a sleeveless basketball jersey.
Exactly. And, you know, having the social element, you know, they can turn up in whatever they want. You know, they can, whatever they're comfortable in, they show up and they participate in.
Yeah.
And I think it makes it more accessible to people as well. It allows people to return to play socially.
Yeah.
By removing the competition element. So, you know, you're kind of taking away that commitment. If you're playing on a team, you're probably training, you know, two nights a week in a game. So having a social kind of a social program, you know, where they might only have to commit for an hour a week, makes it a lot more doable, particularly if people have, you know, school sports to balance, or if they have like work, family, you know, to balance with then having, you know, participation in sport. So I think that's also important. And also, as Lisa, you know, alluded to as well, ability doesn't matter in the social. When you remove competition, it's about fun, enjoyment, getting out and moving. It's not about, you know, winning the trophies or whatever. So, yeah, it's definitely something that there is a need for. There's, you know, that there's a want for out there. So I think, and you can see the success of other social programmes like, you know, Tag Rugby, which probably has become a little bit more competitive, or Gaelic from others and others. So, you know, it's proven that it's something that people want to get involved in. So it's important that, you know, we start to look at providing those opportunities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lisa, I'd be interested to know, like, obviously this is basketball, but would you think of expanding into other sports?
Yes, that is actually something that we're planning there at the moment. We are looking at maybe other kind of, I suppose, interactive sports like Olympic handball. We're also looking at, you know, I suppose, sports like tag rugby, again, as Louise mentioned there, for mothers. And again, not just for mothers, really, for anybody, really. So it's not just exclusively for mothers. So you know, any women at all can join. But I suppose, the important thing is to kind of, I suppose, give, I suppose, a good variety of sports. And I suppose, again, like that, just for people that may never have actually played sport in school, because that's what we're kind of seeing, really young people coming out of school as well, that, you know, they may not have made the school team, so they've kind of ditched sport, or, you know, sometimes they're kind of leaving and they're kind of lost in that sporting world. So they're kind of afraid to join a club because they're afraid, I suppose, of the intensity of the pressure that might be put on them.
Yeah.
So we are definitely looking at other areas, definitely, across the summer as well, and we're hoping to introduce a few taster programs as well, just to kind of give people a taste of what could be out there, maybe like hockey or basketball or rugby or football or soccer or whatever it is. So again, they can kind of dip the toe into the water and see if this is for them or not.
Yeah, that makes total sense, because I think in school and stuff, and when you're growing up as girls, and maybe it's changed now, but certainly when I was a girl, that's weird. It's weird to speak of that in the past tense. But you know what I mean? When I was growing up, it felt like there were the girls who did sports, and then there were the girls like me who did not do sports and were interested in other things. You know, and then as I get older, you know, the more you learn and the more you realise that, like, you know, exercise is for everyone, and you just need to find your thing that you enjoy. You kind of might think, oh, I wish I'd done such and such a sport at school, and you might not feel like there's an opportunity to do it as an adult. So I think it's great that you're opening this up. Can I ask, Louise, have you always been a naturally sporty person?
Yeah, I would have played sport from a young age.
So you're the other side. You're the opposite side to me.
I am, but I wasn't. I suppose I didn't ever play at a really high level. So I always played kind of, you know, at, you know, just a normal level. I wasn't an elite athlete or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's an important point because, and these are probably the people that we need to tap into. Because when you see a drop off rate, you know, there's a few factors around, like, spectrum of engagement, and there's people who are disengaged, so they feel like maybe they're not so good and they give up. So, you know, how can we get them involved? But then there's also people who become gradually disengaged, so they might they might have played, you know, in school, and then as they get older, things become a bit more competitive. And they might think it's not for them. But they need a nudge, like they're still interested, they just need the right option. And then there'd be the engaged, who are like passionate participants. They enjoy the competition. They're the people, like, that are out, you know, regardless if someone's given them the push or regardless if it's social. And that, so And I think the point, you know, is important, and Lisa has said it as well, is that entry, you know, getting into sport kind of at, say, you know, when you're slightly older, when it's not even old, like 12, 13, 14, can be a bit more daunting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the coaches are probably teaching the skills and they're more honing the fundamentals of the game. Mm. So it can be quite daunting, say, if you've never played before. So it's important then that we take a step back and have entry level,
yeah,
you know, opportunities,
yeah,
for teenage girls or adults even,
yeah,
to start to participate at a later age.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. And I think it's great that you guys have started working on this, and I can't wait to hear about the further options. The more options people have, the better, really. If people want to learn more, they can go to basketballireland.ie or indeed go to meathsports.ie to find out about what's going on. And I presume once COVID kind of fades a bit more, you'll be able to do a bit more in terms of numbers. Would that be fair to say, Lisa?
Yes, no, absolutely. Yeah, we're, I suppose, in the next couple of months, we would hope to kind of maybe expand our numbers within the groups. But at the moment, we are kind of curtailed to 15 per group. Mm. But that's not to say we're out, because we're out in force at the moment. We have a number of programs going on as we're speaking. So like that, if you want to even pop onto our website, meathsports.ie, as you say.
Yeah.
And again, there's something for everyone, whether it's older adults, men, communities, disadvantaged areas, also, you know, there's school programs for after schools, and there's also programs there for adults and children with disabilities as well. So
super.
We are out on the ground everywhere all over Mead at the moment. So
wow.
Yeah, log on and you'll find something to suit for sure.
Well, that is really wonderful to hear, and thank you so much for telling us all about it. Thank you so much, Lisa O'Dowd from Meath, the local sports partnership. As I said, meathsports.ie if you want more info there. And Louise O'Loughlin, Basketball Ireland's Women in Sport lead. More info at basketballireland.ie. I hope you both have a great day.
That's great. Thanks,
Great. Great. And Louise, is it possible, yeah, just to give a mention to our bounce back challenge that has started,
sure,
yesterday? And it's hopefully some of your listeners can get involved. It's a new free initiative, and it's aimed at players of all levels. So it doesn't matter if you've never seen a basketball before or if you've played before. So it's open to all levels, male and female, 12 to 17. And it's basically weekly skills challenges. So they download an app and the challenges will be there. All the details are on basketballireland.ie, and there's weekly and monthly prizes, and the grand prize is a family of four trip to the USA. So anyone can get involved, and the prize is not based on ability, which is important,
yeah,
and it's simply about completing the challenges.
Wow,
so hopefully we can get some people involved, and you know, the more people that we can get balls in their hands, the better.
Absolutely. And look, never has there been more of an appetite to win a holiday, I don't think. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Louise and Lisa, have a lovely day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Louise McSherry on 2FM.